This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get real, we get vulnerable, and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. So tonight's topic, you guys, is all about the struggle of accepting compliments and praise. Now, some of you may be wondering, wow, that's an interesting topic. Why would you do that topic? Well, let me tell you about my best friend. I go to give Aaron compliments on a regular basis because, you know, I'm cool like that and I'm just a loving person like that. And Aaron really struggles with it. He gets a little weird. Gets a little uncomfortable, for lack of better words. So we're going to take the deep dive into what the struggles are around that, because honestly, I know, number one, Aaron's not alone in that. I have myself issues with, it depends on what the compliment is, I think, for me. But I think more people struggle with that than we even realize. So let's get into it. Let's go down the rabbit hole, y'all. Kick us off, Aaron.
What do you want me to say about that? Jeez.
No pressure.
Not even a prompting question.
No, talk. So what happens? Let's start with that. What happens for you when, say, me or anyone else gives you a compliment or, dang, Aaron, you look really good. Like, you look really good. Or, damn, Aaron, that was fire. Like, what you said was fire. What happens for you in your mindset when you hear those words, and where does it take you?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I get uncomfortable with it. I feel that I'm a really humble person, and I think, you know, that has a contributing factor to accepting that for praise, is that I want to be humble and not like overzealous or, you know, like it annoys me when people are like so I don't want to say like confident, but like there's that huge ego there.
Yeah.
And I fear that. I'm sure it comes with, you know, from childhood and whatever, but I don't know, it's just it's really uncomfortable, and I notice it whenever the compliments come.
Yeah.
It's uneasy.
Yeah. Uneasy. That's it. That's a good word for it right there. Uneasy. Yeah. You get really uneasy. Yeah. I get what you're saying, though. There is definitely a strong line between confident and the way that you carry yourself versus mm-hmm. egotistical and cocky.
Yeah.
Like, there's a huge difference. So,
and I think it can also contribute to having low self-esteem. But that's definitely a thing, such as imposter syndrome too. So like when somebody says, oh, what I said was fire, to me, I feel like an imposter because it was just stuff that was coming from my head. I'm like, you know, I'm doing this podcast feeling like an imposter because by no means am I a master at any of this. I just talk about what my experiences are and, you know, the stuff that I've learned. So.
See what I'm talking about, y'all? It is very like endearing. I will say that it's very endearing that you want to remain humble and that you do not allow yourself to cross into that egotistical, you know, world of just ick, where people just cringe whenever you say something. Right. But I always want to be like, but Aaron, don't you see what you've done? Like, don't you realize the love and light that you've poured into people? Right now, he's getting super uncomfortable, y'all. You have to, this is an episode, right. This is a podcast you have to watch, you guys. You can't just listen to this one. You got to watch Aaron squirm a little bit. Like, but I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But I think for me, I always want to go to that place of, I always want you to recognize like how far you have come and how much you've put into yourself, and you deserve every second of this. So I'm gonna need you to sit with that for a minute. What are some other things that I will speak for me? Clearly, I don't struggle with it like Aaron does. I am a very outgoing person. But I also am okay with accepting compliments and praise when it around certain things, around my work ethic, around my hair, because I don't know if y'all have seen my hair in person, but it's pretty fly.
I know. I wish I had some of it.
Like there's certain aspects of me as a person or like of my work ethic and my performance at work and things like that, that I'm like, you can't touch me in that. And so I'm very proud of that. So I'm okay with accepting those compliments. Where it gets kind of weird is when someone's like, oh, you don't know how much you've influenced me. That's for me, that's where it gets kind of, I'm like, I appreciate that, but I really truly am just trying to make it through myself. Like, if that makes sense. So I get what you're saying.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like I'm just doing it to get by and maybe share my experience.
Right.
you know, that other people can get something from it, you know, hence why we're doing this podcast. By no means are we experts.
Amen to that. Goodness. You know, I think your past experiences around that particular situation play a role in it. I'm super guilty of perfectionism. I definitely struggle with that. If it doesn't look the way that I thought it was going to look, or the results are not the results that I thought were going to be the outcome, I struggle with that a lot. You know, some people have social anxiety. That's real, y'all. I didn't know that. It's hard for me to understand social anxiety because I am such an outgoing person. And then I've watched Aaron, or I've watched my child, I've watched my husband in social situations, and it's completely different for them than it would be for me. So I've learned to educate myself about that, number one. Number two, to you just kind of have to love people where they're at. And, you know, it's okay for them not to be as outgoing as I am. I just have to meet them where they're at. So,
But I think too, like, distrust and, you know, people's true intentions. You know, I've done a lot of work throughout the years, and it's definitely gotten better, but because of everything that I've been through in my life, you know, the hurt as a child, you know, I put up walls to protect myself. So I always question people's intentions.
Yes. Yes.
And,
absolutely.
I don't have to question your intentions.
That's but right,
I do, man. But I do have to question others. So it's just a learning process, and I know I've gotten better at accepting praise. It's still not perfect. I do get kind of cringy and uncomfortable sometimes, you know, specifically when a certain somebody was like hitting on me like obsessively.
I'm dead.
And I was just like, I don't know. I got really uncomfortable. I hope you're not listening. But
we can't tell y'all the full story. But that, listen, I got a text message. And it was great entertainment for like 45 minutes. But I agree. I think if it's coming from someone that you don't know that well, or don't have some sort of relationship already established, especially if it's like a deep compliment, like, or a deep praise, instead of just something superficial, like, oh, your hair looks really good, or, oh, your shoes, you know, I really like your shoes, whatever. If it's a deeper compliment and you don't have that established, for me, if I don't have that connection already established with them, I question. Yeah. And, you know, that's actually happened to me a couple times where I've had people that I had never even had a conversation with message me and praise me for something about how I changed everything and da 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 da. And I appreciated it, but I also immediately went to Aaron and was like, what is this about? Like, what are the intentions of this? And what did you tell me?
You're making me rack my brain here because I don't remember the situation.
It was someone in our community that messaged me just out of the blue and was like, oh, I'm so glad you're in the community. You know, you're really changing the way things are and you're lighting it up. And I had never had a conversation with this person before. And it just caught me off guard. And I really did question the intention behind it. And you at that time were just like, just take it for what it is. Don't Don't go too far into it, but also don't rely on it so much either. Like, you don't know where it kind of was like, you don't know where or what that's about. Just take it for what it is. So yeah.
I believe that's something I would say, but I don't remember the conversation.
Well, I can't say the person. So if I said the person, you would know.
No, it's all good, but it's definitely something I would tell you. So,
yeah. I feel like for me, where I struggle is with the things that I'm not secure in. Mm-hmm. The areas of my life that I'm not secure in. So, body, yeah. The way that my body looks. Listen, if y'all know me in person, you know that I have zero butt, like no butt. I have like a long back with a crack in it. So, if there's anybody ever around me that starts talking about butts for whatever reason, and they're like, oh, Tabitha, you're so, and I'm like, stop lying. Don't lie. I look like an apple with legs. Like, let's be real. So
not the dump truck.
No, I don't have a dump truck. I wish. But like the areas that I'm not secure in, mm-hmm. you know, as far as like my body or working out or whatever it is, those are the areas that I struggle in accepting the praise and the compliments, for sure. Right. So at least that's been my experience thus far. Yeah. Now, if somebody says to me, Tabitha, you know, especially if it's someone that I've already connected with and, you know, we've had conversations and all of that, Tabitha, what you said really helped me or really made me look at something in a different light. I'm here for that. That's probably one of the best compliments I could ever receive. You know,
yeah. Those do feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a close friend. And it's funny because she wanted to reach out to Aaron and she was like, do you think it would be weird? And I was like, girl, no. Number one, Aaron's here to help everybody. I said, and more importantly, like, if he's got what you need, stop worrying about what everybody else thinks and go get it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another huge thing we all struggle with. I know I struggle with it, worrying about what other people think. And I've definitely gotten better. I definitely have gotten to a place where I'm just like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, I got to do me, and either people are going to like it or they're not. And it doesn't change at the end of the day. I still have to do me. But she 100%. Is doing her. I just want to shout her out because she is doing it, and I'm super proud of her. And when she hears this, she'll know. And you're killing it, and I'm so proud of you. And you're changing in ways that you didn't even realize. So keep putting in the work, sis, because it's amazing to watch you be able to come into that. So,
nothing better than seeing people you care about come into themselves and like, mm-hmm. The light come on for them. Like,
Oh God, that part.
There's no better joy, really.
For real. You know what I just thought about? Remember when our little firecracker, Tammy Ann, gave you that gift about your eyes and the whole, I don't even remember what it said. But I think that's the first time I saw you get like really emotional about a compliment, because there is something about, if y'all have never seen Aaron's eyeballs, don't look at them too long. Something happens. It's weird. Like, he'll Jedi you and you won't even know that it happened. But that was the first time I saw you like really kind of take it in and like accept it for what it was and what it really meant. And that was cool. That was super cool. And little Tammy Ann, we just love you to death. You know that. Yeah. But
She's amazing.
So that was the first time I saw you like really take something in and accept it and embrace it. And because the second you read it, you knew it. I think that's why you got emotional about it.
Yeah, she got me a toiletry bag for traveling. And there was a card in it that said something about my eyes. And I don't remember the exact context of it, but it definitely hit me.
It was something with the eyes. Looking in the eyes is the window to the soul or something like that. And it just was so heartfelt and super fitting for Aaron. So that was super cool to be able to see that.
Yeah, and I think other people experienced that too. Like when we went to our common business personal development stuff, you know, she was afraid to break a board. And I just looked into her eyes and I says, "You can do it." And she ended up doing it. You know, she didn't have that confidence. She was scared and I don't know. I have a pretty good gift of persuasion.
Facts. I call him the Jedi. And sometimes it happens and you don't even realize it happens until it's already over. And you're like, what the hell just happened?
Like, you just Jedi'd me.
I know. I was like, you bastard, you just Jedi'd me and I didn't even catch it.
Right.
So we've established some reasons why people struggle with it, why you struggle with it, why I struggle with it. What are some actionable steps that we can take to help overcome it and start working towards that goal of self-acceptance, you know, praise and compliments from other people, and to be able to really truly embrace it and take it for what it is?
Yeah, I think the first step for me would be acknowledge the feelings that I'm feeling. And, you know, I already know that I'm uncomfortable with praise. And basically just acknowledge it without judgment. And, you know, that would be probably the first thing for me.
I think that's so important, though, like not just for accepting praise and compliments, but like so many other things. Being self-aware and acknowledging where you are, like right now. If you can't, I feel like if I can't do that, then how am I going to be able to get to where I want to be if I can't even acknowledge where I'm at right now and what I'm feeling right now? I think that's such a huge step for really any mindset change or feeling change or, you know, anything like that. I think another one would be practicing gratitude. In our other business, we had an event and it was a virtual event. And our CEO gave us all the idea of at 2 p.m. or whatever time you choose, set an alarm in your phone and stop what you're doing and write out your gratitude list. Mine is 2 p.m. every day, if anybody wants to know. And I bought a special little notebook for it. It's just a little binder, or not even a binder, just a little, you know, flip page notebook. And I just write out my gratitude stuff, whatever it is that day or the situation or, you know, whatever I'm grateful for and brings me joy for that day. That's what I put in the little book. Sometimes it's just a list. Sometimes it's just, you know, a thought, a sentence, whatever it looks like. There's no set structure, but it's really given me the ability to, number one, slow down for just a minute and really look at the things that I'm grateful for and that I need to show appreciation for. And I think that's huge. Having gratitude and having a heart full of gratitude, I think is, that's a, that brings you joy, you know? So if you're having a crappy day, listen, stop and write out a gratitude list. It sounds like super cheesy, but it's, for me, I found that it kind of recenters me and reconnects me to why I'm doing what I'm doing. And, you know, just puts me back in a better headspace and I go on with the rest of the day. So, and it's cool to go back and look like, you know, I've only been doing it for a few weeks, but I go back and I look at like the first page and kind of see, you can kind of see how it's grown and developed. And it's cool to me. It's very cool. So yeah, I think a gratitude list is awesome.
Yeah. And I think shifting your mindset, instead of viewing it as attention seeking or as an obligation, you take it as an opportunity to recognize your efforts and achievements.
I'm going to need you to sit with that one for just a minute, friend. That was like the best. I need you to just hold that, accept it, absorb it. Put it in your little heart right I'm here. I'm accepting it. I'm so proud of you. Look at you grow.
Right?
You know, it sounds like, to me, when I hear this kind of stuff, I think to myself, oh my gosh, this is so woo-woo, kumbaya. Yeah, cheesy. But I'm telling you, it has worked for me. Like, It has literally helped me shift my thinking from that just doom and gloom to, wait, what if it does work? Or what if it is better than you thought it could be? You know? So, yeah, I think it's huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of judgment on personal development and personal growth, but you know, until you try it and you see it working, then you ain't got room to talk.
That, listen, we could do a whole, that could be a whole top, you know what, hashtag podcast topic. Let me just go ahead and write that down. Judgment on self-development. And the reason I say that is because I used to be that person. Like, it was easier for me not to act like it didn't exist and just be like, oh my God, here we go. They're going to kumbaya right here, right in front of us. Like, it just was so uncomfortable because I just was such in a ugh place in my life that the thought of even attempting to do any of that, I was like, oh no, no, no. And for those that don't know, I might have been a smidge hood back in the day. Maybe still now. That's not important. So, so the thought of like self-development, bro, are you joking? Like, we don't do that.
I know.
Oh gosh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was gonna say, you know, taking the time to recognize and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small, you know, is pretty key too.
I agree. In Chris Webb's book that we both have, The Fearless Branding. Plug Chris Webb's book, Fearless Branding, for those of you that would like a copy of it.
Be sure to check it out. You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah. Listen, you guys are going to meet him sooner than you think, but he's just an incredible mentor and speaker and just as real and raw as they come. a chapter in his book, you actually have to go through and write down like all of the accomplishments that you can think of. And I really struggled with it. Like, I could think of like the stuff that like I got awards for, or that like I was in the military and the awards that I got in the military. But then I'm sitting here looking at this list, and I think this, for me, I think this was the point of the exercise. I looked at this list of all these accomplishments that I had, but it was all like external accomplishments where someone else was giving me the praise or the compliment or whatever. And then it made me realize there's not one thing on this list that's like internal, like that I'm proud of because I'm this, or I'm happy that I'm this. It really made me like re-examine and like really question what really makes me happy and in those accomplishments. Like, what do what makes me feel like I've achieved something? So listen, fantastic book, y'all.
That could go towards be kind to yourself and practice self-compassion.
Yes. Yes. And language matters, people. Language matters. The words that you say to yourself and the way that you treat yourself with your, the way that you talk to yourself in your mind. Listen, let's not all sit here and pretend like we don't have conversations in our own mind, because that would be a lie. So if you're constantly in that negative space and negative self-talk of you're not this, you're not that, I should have done this, I should have done that. Language matters, you guys. It's super powerful. Super powerful. Go ahead.
If you're always saying, I have to go to work, I have to take the kids to the school. No, you get to.
That's that
language. It matters.
Yep. If you are, this was a big one that I learned. Even I do a lot of speaking, not just on the podcast, but for work, just in various situations. I do a lot of speaking to other people in general. I always have a tendency when I speak to say we, or if you, or you are, because I'm in a male dominant industry, I have to be very direct. And just working with Chris, I've learned that it's more intentional and it's more relatable when you switch the words to I. This is how I feel. This is how I look at it. This is what worked for me. And so you'll notice as you listen to these podcasts, you'll notice from the beginning up until now, there's been a shift in the way that I talk, because I want to make sure that I'm connecting with as many people as possible. And I'm not just, you know, oh, you guys, you guys, you guys. No, listen, me too. Me too. Me too. So yeah, language is powerful. Language is super powerful. And in every aspect, not just your negative self-talk, but everything, I think. So I agree 100% on that. Some other ones would be, I think I want to go back and touch on what you said with the celebrate the small wins. Like, give me some small wins that you've celebrated recently, friend.
A new job.
Yeah, buddy.
And then got promoted and got, well, not really promoted, but got my own office.
Woo woo.
It's a small win.
Heck yeah.
Lost over 100 pounds. That's not a small win. That's a huge win right there.
That's freaking ginormous, phenomenal win.
Right?
Heck yeah.
I would say my self-worth too is been huge. I haven't always had the highest value of myself and not love myself, but today I can say that I do love myself. So that is a win.
Me too.
Yeah.
What about you? That's awesome.
See how I pushed that off to you?
Yeah. You see how I got you? See, that's part of that Jedi shit I was telling you all about. Some small win, or just some wins for me in general. They don't have to be small or big or whatever. There was a podcast episode a couple weeks ago that we talked or that we did about finding forgiveness. I spoke about my sister and our strained relationship. I am happy to let everyone know that her and I are mending that and rebuilding that. And I'm trying not to get emotional about it, but her and I are having conversations. Today is my nephew's birthday. I got some pictures of him today. And of course, he's beautiful. And just knowing that her and I are now in the conversations and trying to rebuild it, because her and I were both so broken. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, I didn't see it coming, and it caught me completely off guard. And so I'm super accepting and super grateful for that. She made my gratitude list. So that's a really big win for me. Listen, my fitness and my diet and all the things have been on freaking point this week. So that's a huge win for me. Shout out to my girl, Danny. And of course to Aaron for keeping me accountable.
I heard Danny's over there kicking your butt.
Bro, that workout, I almost died. Listen, if you guys could see me walk right now, it's like a baby broke gazelle. Like my legs are just nothing.
Oh, I remember when we went to Texas that we went to, and they led that morning workout, but me and you did it both days. But dude, we were walking around like baby giraffes.
We couldn't even step, like, you know how a curb is and then the street. Yep. Aaron and I couldn't even make that 4-inch drop to step down onto the street. It was just like jump with both feet and hope to God they plant. That's kind of what it's like trying to go pee right now. You can't bend down. You just hope for the best when you land.
Right.
It's been, you know, I've had some really good wins. I got a sponsor in my recovery program, and you know, I'm working through that, and I always hesitated before to celebrate the small wins. And it was like, it wasn't good enough yet. That's what it felt like. So I couldn't, you know, I couldn't celebrate. But then I've learned that celebrating the small stuff is what keeps you going to get to the big stuff.
Mm.
So, you know, I think they're just as important, if not more important. So you remember why you're doing what you're doing. So, yeah.
Facts.
Always celebrate the small stuff. And if you need somebody to celebrate with you, listen, I love a good party. I'm down. I am here for it. So one other thing that I think that comes with the accepting praise and compliments, and I love this one as far as an actionable step, because I feel like this is something that I could really benefit from. And I think maybe you will too when I tell you what it is. Focus on the giver.
Mm.
So the person that is giving you the compliment wants to show in some sort of way their love and appreciation for you or for whatever it is that they're complimenting. Now, I know that Aaron's purpose in the world, whether Aaron knows it or not, not important. I know that Aaron's purpose in the world is to serve other people. Like, that's where his heart lies. Aaron, if you shift your focus to the giver and remember that they're trying to give you a gift and you accepting it gives them that back, I think that would be a huge mind shift for you.
Yeah, I completely agree because I feel like if I give somebody a compliment and they kind of just shove it off, like it's dejecting me. So in a way that makes complete sense that, you know, focus it back on whoever's giving you the compliment.
Yeah.
And allow them to receive that joy of why they're giving the compliment in the first place.
See, I'm here for you, friend. That's what I'm That's saying. Right. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
No, I think when I read that one, you guys, we do research for our podcasts in case anybody's wondering. We don't just get on here and ramble. We promise we look stuff up. Like, but when I read that one, I really thought to myself, like, oh, that's really going to resonate with Aaron because you are so service oriented. Mm. And when you put it in that perspective, like giving a compliment or giving to someone else is better than receiving. And it brings such joy to you to be able to, you know, to give to someone else. So if you focus your attention back on the giver, I think that's huge. That's huge. That's huge. So, yeah, I love that one.
That is a good one.
Practicing self-compassion.
Hmm.
Hmm. Notice Aaron didn't jump to speak on that one.
No. I didn't.
These are all things that we talk about because this is for me, I've been there. Like I get the negative self-talk, y'all. Like I totally understand and can relate to that. The not practicing self-compassion. Listen, nobody can beat me up as good as I can. Like there is nothing in the world that anybody can say to me that I probably have not already said to myself. So give yourself grace. Like, be kind to yourself. I have to really work at that, and I have to really focus on and be mindful of the things that I say to myself. Because, listen, that demon will talk me into a dark hole in a second. So, yeah. Self-compassion, friend. Self-compassion.
Love it.
Me too. Me too.
I guess another way that you could work through it is role-playing with somebody, practicing giving compliments and receiving it.
I think that would definitely have to be on. I could do that with you.
Yeah.
I could do that with my husband. I could do that with my friend Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be a very close. I feel like that's so intimate, right? Like that's a very intimate thing as far as like.
Sure. You're not going to do it with a complete stranger.
I mean, I hope. Listen, don't act like we haven't been in some places where we've had to do things like super emotional, intimate things with like people that were complete strangers to us.
I know. Remember like, that we were at Moore and I had to stand there with this complete stranger, this like old guy. And the exercises, yes. You had to stand in front of this person and look into their eyes and receive the love. No communication, just look into the eyes and receive the love. And I can't do it. Like, I'm like looking away. Like, I look at his eyes for a second and then I look away and I laugh. It was super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And vulnerable. And I was just like, I cannot do this. And then after a while, like, I did it and I was able to receive that love.
Yeah.
But it was just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, they purposely made us go. They told us to switch seats away from somebody that we didn't know. Go sit next to two people we didn't know. And I'm here to play full out.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved and sat by this complete stranger. I know you didn't.
But even like even doing it with Jason, that was also Jason's first event, y'all.
I got you. Yeah.
That was Jason's first event. And listen, our company does not joke around. Okay. When we throw events, like, we come to throw an event, like, you're leaving a new person, emotionally broke down, time to rebuild. Like, we don't mess around. Okay. This was my husband's first event that he went to. And I was like, oh God, they want us to move and switch around seats and get with a complete stranger. And I'm like, I can't do that to him. Like, Jason will die. So I stay with Jason for this same exercise that Aaron's talking about, where we have to look each other in the eyes and no, like he said, no communication, just receive the love. And there's music and lighting and like, you're in like a meditative state as you're doing this. It was even awkward for me and Jason. And y'all, Jason and I have been married for almost 24 years. Like, this man has all square inches, square feet of every bit of this, and knows all the dark and uglies. But even doing that, like, that intimate of a connection with a person, like eyeball to eyeball, no communication, and to receive love. Yeah, it was. So you doing it with a stranger, like, I can't even imagine. I'm super proud of you, though, because you did it.
I give myself credit for doing it. It was tough. It was tough. I couldn't even look at the guy like and keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Like,
even in the beginning, Jason and I would like look at each other and then giggle and then look at each other and giggle some more. And then by the end of it, like towards the end of it, him and I both are just sobbing, like bawling eyeballs. And listen, I'll cry at the drop of a hat. It's not a big deal if I cry. I'm emotional at animal commercials. But to see my husband feel that and to feel all of that the energy that was in that room, that was incredible. Like, yeah. I mean, now he'll never miss an event. He secretly loves them and doesn't say anything. So yeah, to do it with a complete stranger, it makes me, I could do it.
It was definitely cringe.
Cringy. So cringy. No, this is definitely something that I need to work on, continue to work on. And I think that's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing that we have to continue to work on it. I think it gives us something to, you know, it's that self-awareness. And it's just part of our growth journey. And I mean, I'm excited for that part that, you know, that we still have stuff that we can continue to work on and get better about. And I think that's awesome. That's always a good thing. So, well, Aaron, my friend, you got anything else before you take us out?
I don't think so. I mean, it's been an amazing episode, and look for our next episode comes out every Friday.
Yes, sir.
Be sure to check us out.
That's it. Awesome. Well,
please like, subscribe, and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do this without you. Until next week, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
This is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are. This is what we do. Have a great night. Peace. Bye.